It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email from a listener in Richmond choosing to remain anonymous. On Monday, January 23rd, a comment was read from a listener named Elaine. She said, "When I moved to Kentucky from Ohio, I determined not to acquire a Southern accent. To this purpose, I listened to NPR for good pronunciation and grammar." Our emailer went on to say, "I was infuriated by this pompous comment. How dare she stereotype everyone who has a Southern accent as unable to use proper pronunciation and grammar? An accent is in no way linked to intelligence or the ability to pronounce words and use proper grammar. The fact that she believes this is true just shows her own ignorance. She can keep her nondescript Midwestern accent. I promise no one will ever tell her how smart it makes her sound. Shame on you, WEKU, for even airing her ignorant comment." Another comment from a couple of weeks ago, Nathaniel from Williamsburg wrote, "I was disappointed that on your story about the Women's March in Lexington last weekend, your only audio was from a man who went. Could you not find a woman to speak?" Well, my comment to Nathaniel is that the longest and most complete version of the coverage, in fact, the one posted on our website, has a young girl's voice and another woman in a story reported by a female reporter, WEKU's Sherry Lawson. Perhaps you heard only one of the other versions of the story, with men talking about why they were there supporting the issues being raised by women at the rally. I assure you, we would never have done a story about this event without including women's voices. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time, WEKU at EKU.edu. Post on Facebook or send a tweet at 889WEKU. You can leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning and afternoon on 889WEKU.